Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling for a global minimum corporate tax rate. Here she is speaking to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs yesterday.
Together, we can use a global minimum tax to make sure the global economy thrives based on a more level playing field in the taxation of multinational corporations and spurs innovation, growth, and prosperity.
The timing is no coincidence. The Biden administration wants to raise the U.S. corporate tax rate to help fund its infrastructure bill. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, welcome back.
Hello.
What is this global minimum tax rate that Yellen is talking about?
It's a baseline levy across nations. Of course, it's easy to dress this up and talk of the strength of institutions and fairness and innovation, but it's not about foreign policy or international development. It's about tightening up the fence around U.S.-based multinationals.
Well, and by extension here, Yellen is talking on behalf of the White House, which is trying to push a $2 trillion infrastructure plan through Congress. How are those two things related?
President Biden's looking to raise funds for some of the lofty goals in this massive bill by hiking the U.S. corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. Peter, it had been as high as 35% before Trump and the GOP-led Congress had this massive cut in 2017. You might recall in the 2016 election, there was rhetorical alarm about tax inversions, these companies primarily in the U.S. relocating overseas to reduce their tax burden. And you saw some of that play out in terms of tax relief.
Well, okay. A global minimum corporate tax rate, the thinking goes, would prevent companies from shopping around the world looking for the best tax rates in any given country. What do economists say? I mean, we know what Yellen says about it, but what do other economists say about whether this is good policy?
Well, 70 economists, for what it's worth, they've signed on to a letter saying it's time to actually do this and spend big on infrastructure. Rates are low, the country's in this reset. But then there are right-leaning economists who are arguing that much of the infrastructure plan has really nothing to do with roads, rails, airports, that it's a giant boondoggle. Of course, corporates are going to corporate. I mean, strategic tax avoidance, it's an age-old game of cat and mouse. Wall Street, special advisors, island nations, Miami. You look at the effective rate that giant, very profitable U.S. firms ultimately pay on a lower tax rate. Sometimes it's a fraction of 28%.
You have to wonder how this would even work in practice. I just had to go back and remind myself how many countries there are around the world, something like 195 countries. You know you're not getting places like North Korea or Iran on board, and I know that sounds like a silly example, but is it even possible from a logistical point of view to do something like this? How would it work?
I too wonder. I mean, let's say you're avoiding the 28% rate here. Who's to say you can't avail yourself of some loopholes that remain abroad, as well as currency strategies and other cross-border tax shelters to give yourself a small rate in spite of whatever accord the United States signs with the country you're in? How can you control for corruption, revenue recognition? I wonder how much of the Yellen announcement, Peter, is telegraphing to the electorate here that we want corporations to pick up most of the tab for this massive infrastructure plan. And if you're another country, wouldn't you gladly accept any foreign tax over nothing? So it's brutally hard to monitor and enforce, but it sounds great.
Indeed. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure.